our study session finished, and we will go on to the general meeting. We will start, as always, with a moment of silence, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Mr. Parker, could you please call the roll?
Certainly, we have Mike Hill.
Here.
Sonia Hurt.
Here.
Ryan Lopez.
Here.
Richard May.
Present.
And Mayor Liz Stewart.
Here.
I have not heard from Councilmember Davidson.
Thank you. We'll move on then. The first item is a consent agenda. Items listed below will be enacted by one motion. If separate discussion is desired on an item, that item may be removed from the consent agenda and placed on the regular agenda at the request of a council member. Approval of bills, $373,901.64. Approval of payroll, $766,112.21. Approval of wire transfer, $346,370.14. Approval of August 26, 2024 City Council meetings. And acceptance of sidewalk trip hazard repair contract. Did I have a motion to approve?
A second.
I have a question. I'm sure you can answer this quickly. There's a wire transfer to Destination One for $10,000. What is Destination One?
Council, this is the contract we entered into for recruitment of personnel. They recruited Finance Officer Spital. They're recruiting our engineering techs and our line journey line people. So that's the firm doing that.
Okay, any further questions or comments? I have a motion on the table that's seconded as well. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? It's approved 5-0. We'll go on to our council action items. Number one is award of Lighthouse Point Water Reclamation Facility Improvement Studies Project. Mr. Gandy, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. We did receive the grant funds from federal grant funds for selfish grant. So this is basically, we advertised for bids and received two bids from Jacobs and BHC Consulted. After reviewing the bids, Jacobs was the best qualified. So we request to approve Jacob's bid and allowing the city manager to enter into a contract with Jacob's for $150,000.
Any questions? Okay, could I summon up those that we
approve? A motion.
A second. Staff respectfully recommends that the City Council accept Jacobs Engineering proposal and authorize the City Manager to execute a contract with Jacobs Engineering for $150,000. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That's passed 5-0. Moving on to acceptance of new well at Blaine Wellfield Project. Okay, Mr. Gandy, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. September 2023, City Council authorized City Manager to enter a contract with Aquatech well drilling and pump to drill the well number 11. So the well has been drilled. So we wanted to ask Council to accept the contract, complete the contract, and close the contract.
Any
other
questions?
Yeah.
Is this the one where you didn't find any water with the Secretary? And you want it to be reconstructed so it draws water from the first street?
Yes.
Is that coming after we finalize the bid?
Yes, because this contract is completed by Aquatech, so we need to close this contract and consider it as a complete contract.
I move that we accept accept it and close the contract.
Is there a second?
A second.
Any further discussion? Are there any further discussion? If there's a motion and second, or?
Yeah.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the motion passed 5-0. Next, we go on to amendment number one for task order 2022-03 aquifer assessment. Again, Mr. Candy.
We did have a task order with AESI, the AI consultant for our well field actually mostly. So they were tasked to do the state of aquifers, the condition of aquifers, basically in regards to well number 9. And while doing the work, we assessed that more work is needed because the data they were compiling was not accurate. There were anomalies within the data, like the date. Actually, the data show was not the actual dates, so they have to actually manually dig into this one. So more tasks has been associated with the whatever the previous task order was. So this is an additional task order that we request to for 11,500 approved initial task order, amended task order. The initial was $12,500 task order. We recommend approving 11,500 more, so making it to around $24,000, the total task order.
I'm sorry, I don't understand what you're talking about at all. They dug the well, but they didn't do it correctly.
No, this is this is not the well information. So we had actually tasked AESI to get on to the state of our aquifers. Like, so they were doing some analysis of data, and the data actually that we had it from our SCADA has wrong informations. So like the date, what it shows on the SCADA, did not have an actual date.
So is this a mistake on their part?
It's not a mistake, it's a mistake on our software that we use, SCADA system. So they have to dig into manually to get the data.
And it's going to cost that much?
There are more other information that we require to get to the full information.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mr. Gandhi, this is well number 9, you said?
Yeah.
I make a motion.
Thank you. Is there a seconder?
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion before we vote? Staff respectfully request that the City Council accept the proposal and authorize the City Manager to execute the Task Order 2022-03 amendment with Associated Earth Sciences Incorporated for $11,500. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And you think that's passed 5-0. And then finally, amendment number.
That was abstained. That's right, state abstained.
So that's passed 4-0, one abstention. Amendment number 2 for task order 2022-04, new production well number 11. Mr. Gandy again.
Bridget had Aquatech drill the well number 11, which did not work the way we thought it was. So it was drilled in the medium aquifer, didn't produce the amount of water that we were expecting. So we wanted to re-drill this in the shallow aquifer and requesting a funding of $30,750 as per the attached task order.
I have questions on that as well. You had it go to the second tier because you didn't have adequate flow at the first tier, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Do we know how many tiers of the aquifer there are? Is there a third deeper aquifer?
Yeah, we have three layers, a couple of us that are in the deep aquifer.
Okay. Since you already knew that the flow was less in the first tier, why would we pay to go back and do that rather than dig down deeper to the third tier.
Madam Mayor, it's not going deeper. It's actually the opposite. It's going shallower.
Well, that's what I said. Why go shallower where we knew it was less and not go deeper where we could get actually more water in the end result?
Madam Mayor, the experts make recommendations on where they believe we can get the most flow out of a particular well that we drill. We drill to that depth, and the aquifer, it's part art, part science. And you find a spot in the aquifer, and sometimes it doesn't produce the way that you think it will produce. And in this case, in that location, in the medium aquifer, it's not producing the flow rates that we want for that particular well. So there, again, the scientists, the people we pay to give us these recommendations, are recommending that we pull the well, the pump, the casing, up to the shallow aquifer. And that's what's before you tonight.
And are they accepting any responsibility for their miscalculations or their guesses?
There is no error here. That it seems like there wants to be some fault pointed at somebody. This is what happens when you drill wells. Sometimes they're successful, and sometimes they produce great flow rates, and other times they don't. That's
when
what,
we get up to the first tier, we can still have unacceptable flows, correct?
Yes, that is correct. If there are locations you suggest we drill the well, we'd be happy to entertain those. But we're doing the best based on the science and the data and the recommendations from the experts that we've hired.
Okay. The tiers that are down lower, the third tier, do you have access what their flow rate is? Is it approximately the same as some of the middle tier or shorter tiers? Or are they more abundant? Okay.
To go deeper would be much more expensive.
And going back up?
Go ahead.
No. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Going deeper would be much more expensive than pulling the location of the intake back up to the shallow aquifer. And again, we're doing what the people who do this for a living and study the aquifers have recommended.
And what happens if it goes back up to the first tier and it's still not adequate? Will you then need to drill another well?
Madam Mayor, okay. That's correct.
I know not to blame anything, but is this something we acquired from past? Like, I don't know who set this up, or is this, and I'm not trying to put a blame on anybody, but is this like just ongoing all the time? I mean, maybe the past people that work did something wrong that caused it. I don't know. I'm just asking, not checking.
Madam Mayor, so again, going back to drilling a well, you don't know what you have until you get down there. Birch Bay has two wells that they can't even use. They produce great flow rates, but they have very high arsenic levels. You don't know what you have until you drill it, pump it, and test it. And in this case, this particular location in the medium aquifer is not producing the flow rates that we wanted to produce for that well. And so they're recommending that we pull it up and try the shallow aquifer because that's where we have the best return on our money. Going deeper, much more expensive. But for a limited amount of money, we can go shallow.
Would you say it's standard procedure then, that they, you know, just to dig and see whether or not you get good water? It's a trial and error process, that's standard procedure in well making?
Absolutely. We're not out just digging wells in random spots. We're following the best advice under the best science that we have available to us.
But the best advice and the best science very often has to just actually try pulling water and seeing what the result is, and it can be a very usual thing to find that one is not ideal, and then to try for another one.
That's not unusual in this region. Like, I mean, we have some, I guess, decommissioned wells that are out there that just have high magnesium levels or high sulfur levels, that they're just it's not worth pumping the water and trying to clarify it and get it into the system.
That's correct.
Any further discussion? We have a motion seconded on the floor. No, we have to motion, please, if someone would like to make a motion.
Sure, I'll make a motion that we approve task order 2022-04.
For $30,750. Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay. Is that a yay or nay, Mr. Hill? Four. Okay, are there any abstentions? Okay, passed 5-0.
All right. I move that for the rest of the meeting, we suspend the portion of Robert's rules that requires staff to ask for the permission from the chair who is prevailing over the meeting for permission to speak.
Your seconder?
I second.
Any discussion?
Are we going to have to do this every time?
Sam's going to bring us to the commission by next meeting.
So what Richard is proposing, which came up at the study session, is that we deviate from Robert's Rules of Order, which we are doing now. Is it for meetings as well as the study session, or just the study?
I believe this is Robert, it's just Robert's Rules in general. You have to suspend that part of it in order to be compliant with Robert's Rules.
So he wants us to suspend the Robert's Rules of Order portion of our meeting that says every time somebody wants to speak, they have to get approval from the chair. And that's what's open right now.
That is Robert's Rules?
That's in Robert's Rules of Order, which is the standard for this meeting.
And so why do we not want to do that?
It's tiresome.
This is so that Mike Hill, this is so that Mr. Harmon can speak to us each time without having to ask for the chair every single time.
In the past, it wasn't that way.
It should have been. We were
It's started. Literally what we're supposed to have been doing all along.
Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes we didn't
so
do it.
So now it's okay if we don't do it?
Well, if we pass this.
Okay. Got it.
Any further discussion? So all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, that is passed 5-0. All right, going on to Planning Commission update, please. Mr. Wenger.
Yes, good evening, Council. The Planning Commission is meeting again this Thursday, September 12th at 6 p.m., continuing a public hearing on downtown zoning, where the proposal is to increase the maximum height limit in the Waterview District from 36 to 48 feet. Part of staff's recommendation at this point, as we've slightly altered our recommendations to remove any amendment to the language that allows appurtenances to go beyond the maximum height limit of 48 feet. just a little subtle difference there. So when the Planning Commission will consider that, they may or may not include that language. That'll be up to them. But I just wanted to note that staff has recommended that there's no changes to our existing code about appurtenances going above 48 feet. If they make a recommendation, we could potentially have this to council in one of the next two meetings, so we'll see when that occurs. So I'm not sure if they'll make a recommendation or not, but we'll find out this week.
Question is I heard you say on the west side, so nothing on the east side, no high street.
I believe I can speak freely now. So yes, that is correct. The Waterview District is only the west side of Deuce Portal from approximately F Street down to the Chattahoochee. So nothing on the east side. There would be no changes proposed at this time.
Can I get a clarification? So currently, is it 48, but you can also have your elevator mechanical part and the rooftop part or whatever in addition over and above 48? Is that what the current language would say?
The current language as it exists today is 36 feet.
I understand. Yeah. And the language proposed most recently
would just change
the on the elevator building.
Well, it would change to 48 feet. The elevator rule, as you say, currently exists. There are some allowances to have things go higher than the maximum height limit. The commission and the downtown advisory ad hoc committee had talked about some changes to that code. But at this point, we don't feel it's necessary, so we have removed that recommendation from staff's recommendation to the Planning Commission.
So that would mean the current state of what could be coming forward does or does not allow for the elevator building?
It wouldn't allow for an elevator building as it would today.
As it would today, okay.
Yes.
So, okay, but you brought it to our attention here. Was there some discussion about not permitting that, meaning it had to be 48 total, period?
No.
Okay. It's just the way you presented it made it sound like there would be anything but an allowance for that. But
what I was trying to say is the commission has been talking about this allowance for appurtenances to go even more above the maximum height limit. So staff is recommending we don't do that at this time.
Oh, so this is what I'm trying to get clarification on. What were you referring to just then? There's 48 plus elevator mechanical.
Yeah.
That's currently in there, but what was something being discussed that would be different than that?
Yes.
And what would that have been?
There was not a draft developed at this time that's specifically said.
You've referred to it, so I'd like to understand what you referred to.
I'd be happy to send you an email where there were some different options considered. I don't necessarily have that in front of me.
Okay, but it was not to have a penthouse apartment that didn't count in the height or anything like that?
Absolutely not.
Yeah. Okay, so it was just quibbling about how much of the stuff that's not really another floor?
Yes.
So anything you referred to was in the category of not really an additional floor, what's that word?
Appurtenances?
Yes, okay. Yes.
So they couldn't have rooftop patios?
Yes.
Well, rooftop patios would not be part of the building. There would be a rooftop patio still allowed.
So if it's 48 feet, they couldn't have?
Yeah.
On top of that, like 4 feet, I guess they could build it.
That's correct. Yeah, they can't take the building height any taller than the maximum height limit, except for special occasions where there's some appurtenances are allowed to go over that are defined in our current code.
Spears, towers. I can tell you because that Starbucks was supposed to be 100 feet in the air and it went 48. And after I got it 48, they came back and told me, oh, we didn't see this part. Spears, towers, anything like that, you can go as high as you want. So that cost me a lot of money, and that put a lot, that would have helped this town a lot, because when it's up 100 feet, when they're sitting in that borderline, they're looking at something familiar. And right now, when I set the highway sign and the Chevron sign that are together now, I stood on the other side and with my phone, and they were welding it up there, and I turn it, so they could look right at it. Well, what's happened is the trees now are blocking that. So I figured if I went up 100 feet and had like a tiered lighthouse, which it could still happen, but it's frustrating that, and if it's only on one side, this doesn't make sense to me because we've always had it 36, 48, 62, 72 way back. And now you're just going to go 48, 48. So anybody that has property on this side will not get a water deal. And it will not bother those people in front of them. Because the people on the water side are going to be looking at the water. They don't have to look over the building. They're looking at the water. These people behind them. Like so if you put it 48, 48, you just lost everybody's valuable part on this side, because that's probably where a penthouse would go, or a real nice something up top. And if you block the view, that's all we got. So why was it tiered? Now we're going to flat. I don't get that at all.
Thank you for the comment. I'm not sure what the commission's recommendation will be at this time, but I'll be sure to let you know.
Okay.
Mike, we have discussed about covering this in the future, section by section, in the comprehensive plan. So it will be looked at later on.
Okay.
Yeah.
I hope we have a robust discussion about the items you just raised there. And the trees you're talking about that maybe get in the way of your sign there, those trees are probably on federal border territory.
There's some, I don't know, when I go over and look, I'll try to see them. Okay. You know, or four sitting right in front of you. I don't know which
Okay, so they're probably not subject to the vigilante tree cutters that have loomed up sometimes in the city of Blaine when people have not wanted to have trees in the way of their view. Continuing on with the agenda.
That concludes my planning commission update. Thank you.
Okay, moving next to civil service commission update, Chief.
Yeah, the Civil Service Commission met on August 27th. The primary purpose of that was to certify eligibility hiring list for entry-level police officers. We've recently conducted interviews and oral awards and have had those folks that went through those interviews, so we consider them. That was what we covered.
Moving on to department reports, City Manager.
Thank you, Mayor. I had a meeting with port staff Friday afternoon. And at the meeting on that's upcoming, which we will plan for a whole council meeting, we'll treat it as a public meeting and we'll notice it, et cetera. So we'd encourage the entire council to show up. They're going to talk about some of the improvements they plan to put into the port. They're going to talk about road ownership. We'll go over the master plan at a high level. And they're going to want to know from the council, what's your vision for our port? What do you see it as? And how does that work or dovetail with their vision, which is to continue to preserve a working waterfront down at our port. Lastly, Dr. Granger has agreed to present state of the schools, if you will, and he'll be here. We've invited him here in October to kind of go over enrollment, how the housing impact decision or housing decisions you make have an impact on our school system, and just answer any questions you may have about the Blaine School District. That's all I have here. Thank you.
Thank you. Go back to the police department. Chief Fong, please.
Yeah, thank you. I wanted to follow up on the donation that we received for purchasing AEDs. They have all arrived. The donor has also done something extra that wasn't completely expected. He's had all the cases for them custom embroidered with Blaine Police Department for the brand that they belong to Blaine, which is really nice. And then he has provided stickers that we're going to provide on every car, every patrol car, so everybody knows that the vehicle is equipped with an AED. It's significant because it's in memory of Deputy Matt Herzog, whose death, his anniversary of his death is this Friday the 13th. So the timing is quite appropriate. And also a memorial of Chief Knapp, who was chief of Blaine at one point. Other things are going on. We're getting better with staffing. We had a couple people that were on leave. They are now back. We have a couple people in training. They've got about a month left, and then they'll be on their own. And we are moving forward with hiring processes with interviews and oral awards. And I hope to be able to offer a conditional offer soon on one of those. We'll have a retirement October 30th, and so I'm moving forward to identify a good candidate for that position as well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Finance Department.
Yes, I just have one update since the last meeting. Their last meeting, I reported that there was a sales tax offset from January 2015 through December 2018. And I received notification after the meeting that we're going to receive two more offsets, one in September, so this month, and one in October. So when those dollar amounts are received, go ahead and report to the council what the total amount is.
Okay, we have calendars. Is there any council unfinished business? Any council on new business? I just want to say something because it's been really on my radar recently. Two things, philanthropy and volunteers. As everybody knows, the city council, I think I can speak for all of you, every time the food bank comes to us and asks for a donation, we really, really, really want to be able to help them out. The food bank is so important to the people of Blaine that with our current status of having not all our positions filled that we need to fill, we haven't been able to do that. And so I've been trying to reach out to private entities to fill in this gap. And We're making some progress on this and to restore philanthropy. And one of the areas was one of the organizations disappeared, like a lot of things during COVID. And I'm trying to get the philanthropy aspect of this organization coming up. City manager and I and Ziggy and his wife are going to go to the Semiahmoo club for a meeting with the Semiahmoo community to explain to them how important philanthropy is and what role a foundation that we're working on in the city can do to bring this forward. There are also some other private sources that are being very cooperative, and Jennifer and I were at a charity event yesterday which raised money for the food bank. So again, tapping in some of these other areas within the community will help to alleviate this difficulty in the food bank. And there are other organizations that really need our help. I met today with Dan Dementa, who's in charge of the CAP, and we talked about, again, supporting CAP and for their volunteer work that they do. And it's all volunteers that help out. So again, just to mention volunteers, we cannot as a city do all the things we would like to do without the help of literally thousands of volunteers. And sometimes they don't get the recognition that they deserve for all the time they put in. Again, Jennifer and I were at something on Saturday night. It was the 25th reunion of the CERT Community Emergency Response Team. And these are workers that have spent tens of thousands of hours working with the community to help out the fire department when they need us, to help out the police departments when they need us, to help out answering phones at the emergency communication center in Whatcom during COVID and during the flood emergencies. These are done by people that just volunteer their time and they go out. So on Saturday evening, I was grateful for the opportunity to thank these volunteers as a public official for all the help that they do give us and provide for us. So along those lines, I'm just saying that one further step is tomorrow evening at the Senior Center, our local community emergency response group, which are all volunteers, are having an open house at the Senior Center to explain what our group does, show how we fit in with our first responders, and invite people to come and understand a little bit more about what we're doing or trying to do for the city, both during a disaster and sometimes even not during the disasters. So I invite everybody to come, and if anybody is interested in being a ham radio person, they're even more welcome. So thank you. So we always welcome written public comments, and we have an executive session. Is that correct, Mr. Crawford?
We will not be having an executive session tonight, no.
No executive session, then the meeting is adjourned at 6:33.